And welcome back to the Degenerate Gaming Podcast. I am Gotsuki. I am still playing post-game of Hyrule Warriors, but don't worry, I'm not going to be talking about that game anymore here. The game I want to talk about here is Heroes of the Storm. Heroes of the Storm is a MOBA. It's a game released by Blizzard Entertainment. I would consider it a dead game, as mentioned by another YouTuber, I don't remember the name of the YouTuber, but the video I'm referring to is Death of a Game, Heroes of the Storm. You can look for it at YouTube. A really entertaining and well-researched video, may I say. Many facts that appear in the video, I actually forgot about them. For example, the actual beginnings of the game, because it was supposed to be a custom map for StarCraft II, which by the at the time seems to be on its climax, on rising ascension, you know. The thing is, Heroes of the Storm at this moment, I do consider it a dead game. Blizzard abandoned the pro scene years ago. So it's no longer in doubt that the game has been slowed down by a large margin. I don't see the resources being invested as in the beginning, and we can basically see that in the fact that every single year now, or at least in 2020, we only got two heroes released for the year 2020. I believe it was May and another one. I don't recall the name. I don't really remember the release dates. I used to play a lot with a friend, but this friend, due to the pandemic, I haven't been able to go out my house and my current job here at the school. I am actually working right now as a watchman and a janitor during the day, just to be able to pay the rent and basically pay utilities. But the important thing is that I'm not starving. So I am able to still keep playing video games, you know. It's my passion, may I say. But the thing is that Heroes of the Storm is a very... you need to have a lot of dedication to play that game. One of my main characters in the game, Sujin, I really like how simple Sujin is. And if play correctly and if you have the actual support of your team, Sujin can be a force to be reckoned with. Very strong ranged DPS character. You know, physical damage and a lot of spells, you can regenerate your health, but mainly his main position is range assassin. Thinking about it, I see that the recent changes that we got for Sujin this past month, I believe, are very significant. The main one is a level 1 talent. I think it's Reckoning, maybe? I don't remember the name. This talent is not... I didn't choose that talent so often. I guess that's the reason why Blizzard decided to buff the talent, because now this talent allows me to not just improve my magic attack damage and my physical attack damage when I am in low health, but at the same time, if I am 50% health or less, I am now able to get 2 stacks of a buff called Axe something. I don't remember the name. The thing is that when you hit a hero with your basic attacks, your auto attacks, every 5 auto attacks on a hero gives you 1 attack. Attack point to Sujin, and having mentioned and another effects obviously, because it's a quest, if you get to complete the 150 auto-attacks on champions, on heroes, I believe that you increase the range of your main attack, and also you improve your W spin attack. But the important thing is that if you have this talent early on, level one, you can do very serious attack damage stacking, because the quest doesn't end at 150 auto attacks. It actually is an unlimited quest, may I say. So with this talent and keeping yourself less than 50% all the time, and you keep attacking people, basically you can build this monstrous, there is a big potential now with Sol'jin to make this abomination of or assassin in the game, because for the simple fact that you are leveling up, you are getting stacks by the double. So every single auto attack is going to give you 2 stacks. So this means that just because of that little change, the potential for Sol'jin to become this monster that kills everyone is just like right there. I tried it out, and I was very patient. I was basically not looking for kills. I was looking for stacks. And by mid-game, and I'm talking about level 13, Sol'jin was doing pretty good in the damage department, way better than in my memory recollections. So I managed to win several games, around 3 games, the day I was trying that. And then it occurred to me maybe I should contact my old friend in order to win more games, because when you're playing with somebody else and you have actual communication with that person, you get to win more games, obviously, because cooperation and stuff. Well, the thing is, Sol'jin is very powerful. There were many other changes to other champions that I have not checked out yet. But however, Sol'jin is one of my main assassins, so that's what I was interested in. Being a dead game is not easy for the player base. So the game is being passing by a really hard time right now, and I suspect that we are going to have even harder times with the game. I would not be surprised if Blizzard Entertainment decided that it's not really worth to keep the game around, and the servers were to shut down from today to a year, perhaps less time. World of Warcraft is picking up pretty good right now. It seems like Shadowbringers, the new expansion, is getting the interest of new gamers and old gamers alike. Heroes of the Storm is being in decline, but a lot of passionate gamers dedicate their time to the game. And that's basically the reason why the game is still up. I am still able to find games when I queue for ranked games and quit match, obviously. But it's taking way longer than before. Another thing that I find amusing is that there is a competitive league for the game, a community-driven community, may I say. A community-driven tournament is called, I don't remember the name either. I think it's the CCG, I think, the community something. And basically it's a series of, it's a YouTube channel, and an organization that allows us to watch tournaments. And there are even cash prizes on those tournaments. But the truth is that nothing compared to what Blizzard used to bring to the table. I still remember the good times when we have Heroes of the Dorm events, which basically gives the winners of the championship a full paid scholarship. And that's basically you are paying your college tuition by playing video games. That's what's going to, that has to be like a life achievement in my book, you know. No reason for my parents to tell me that video games are a waste of time, because I am paying my college tuition by playing video games. That would be amazing. Those were the good times, when money was rolling in, I guess. The Heroes of the Storm business model, I'm not a fan of it, especially right now. The loot box system has been frowned upon for years now. We still have loot boxes there, yet the option to buy them has been greatly diminished, or may I say it just disappeared, because of the infamy that loot boxes are bringing to the people. I say, well, the thing is, the business model right now is really bad. I understand that you have the option to buy gems, which are used for champions and skins and some and other stuff, but mainly people use them for champions, for new heroes, or for skin packages with heroes. Sometimes when you get this Christmas event, new and very cool skins and mounts are added to the game. So people basically just buy a certain amount of gems to basically get these new skins while they are available, because most of the time these special events bring these new skins, and there is a limited time in order to you to get it. You need to just buy it outright. And that business model seems to be working very well for League of Legends, but not so good for Heroes of the Storm. I'm not a businessman, but I am a betting man, and I will bet that perhaps the limited customization options that we currently have in the game are a big factor for people not really wanting to invest money on the customization skins of their own characters. We do have a lot of avatars, voice lines that I never listen, avatars that I never use, sprays to be able to use in-game that I rarely use or change. Mounts I do use, and skins for champions I do use. And that's pretty much it, basically. So skins and mounts are the main customizable things in the game. And there is a lot of trash that nobody actually cares about. I don't think that somebody out there actually gets excited for getting a new voice line for their champion. I mean, I don't think so. I don't even know how to actually use them, because I don't care. But anyway, the thing is, if there is going to be some changes for the game, I ignore what change or set of changes will be required for Heroes of the Storm to go back to get out of the dead game status, may I say. It seems like the upper management just doesn't care anymore. The game is in maintenance mode so far, and it's been like that for the past 2 years already. This is the third year on maintenance mode. So I guess that is not going to be... it's not going to be too much time before Blizzard announces that it's going to cancel the game outright, and the servers are going to be, the server time is going to be limited, perhaps. It seems very pessimistic, my view on the game. because I enjoy it so much, I don't want it to die. On the other hand, I do understand if Blizzard ever decides to kill the servers. And with my experience with Activision Blizzard, especially with Activision, I don't see Activision allowing the community the ability to host private servers for the game. So I don't see them collaborating with the community. Actually, I would say that the new administration in Blizzard and in Activision, they are very aggressive and very hostile against the community of gamers, which is very, very, is quite dumb in my view, because it's stupid, because the community is a group of passionate gamers which interest is the game. They don't bring money necessarily, yet they do bring a lot of attention to the game. A community of passionate gamers, especially today, is really hard to build. And Heroes of the Storm already have that, but the numbers are dwindling. I see it on myself. I don't play the game that much. I do have other responsibilities now. I need to... I do have a day job and a night job. But I'm going to be returning to software development on my own, I guess. Well, the thing is, Heroes of the Storm seems to be one of those games that is going to die this year. It seems very pessimistic, but I believe that's going to be the natural progression of this story. Blizzard is not going to bring Heroes of the Storm in the vanguard of its line of games. I don't think that this game is going to have even a single year extra of lifetime. Perhaps we are going to get 2 years from today. But I believe that sometime this year, we are going to get an announcement that Heroes of the Storm is going to be terminated. The servers are going to be... they are going to have their days counted, I believe. It's going to be very bad for the game, but because it's going to be terminated, obviously. But I have to say that for a free game, for a free-to-play game, I did get a lot of value. I spent thousands, I believe, or hundreds of hours, maybe. Yeah, I would say hundreds of hours playing the game. I still have my memories of the game. Great experiences, great combat experience. It's a very fun game. Team games tend to be very chaotic, but this is not really. It's very ordered, considering that there is a lot of characters already. But the thing is, it's a very fun game, and I would be saddened to see it go. But I guess that's just the way things are going to be. Well, I hope not, but that's what I bet is going to happen this year. Well, thank you very much for listening to my ramblings, and see you later.